Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of You Can't Handle the Truth. Today's episode, I'm going to get right into it. We're talking about John Wick Chapter 4, brand new, out in cinemas right now. This film is utterly incredible, bombastic, insane, ridiculous, wild, exciting, flawless, I'm going to say. I don't think there's anything I didn't like about this movie. There are some moments where it works a lot better than others, and the ending, I need to watch it again, I need to kind of dwell over it. But the problem is, I definitely need to watch it again, because so much happens in this 2 hours and 49 minute movie that you need to watch it probably at least 4 times just to catch every single thing that happens and every single death, because a lot of killing. Okay, there's a lot of killing across the entire franchise, and it feels like at times they kill many, many more in this film than they have in the previous 3 combined. And I'm pretty sure in the 3rd movie, they did actually kill more in that single movie than in the first 2. So now, they've one-upped it again. And, you know, sometimes bigger isn't always better. Sometimes all you can be is consistent and give the people what they want. And that is what this film delivers on, and then some. Just go and watch it, okay? Keanu Reeves is fantastic. He is John Wick through and through. But everybody, every single actor is at the top of their game in this movie. Lawrence Fishburne, fantastic. Lance Reddick, RIP. Tragic what happened to him recently. The fact that he sadly passed away just a week before this film premiered. So very, very sad. And not only was he a fantastic actor, but in the John Wick films, he was one of the best parts of it for sure. And even in this film too, it's weird because there does seem to be an emotional weight to his character and when people interact with him or talk about him. So yeah, it's really powerful stuff. Like, obviously this film was shot ages ago, so it's not like he was ill at the time, or it's not like he had died already. So it was kind of bittersweet, the fact that he does play quite an important role at times. It's weirdly like they knew, but nobody did, so honestly very strange, but he's amazing. Joining the cast for this movie, though, you've got Clancy Brown, he is fantastic. Bill Skarsgård is magnificent, loved him in it. Donnie Yen, he plays a blind assassin who is just terrific. Hiroyuki Sanada, absolutely love him. Shamir Henderson, he plays one of the trackers, and he's got a great role in it, to be fair. I really like his character towards the end in particular. Rina Sawayama, she's in it, she plays Akira. That scene in Osaka is just incredible as well. Basically, every single person in the cast delivers. The action is amazing, the locations are gorgeous, the cinematography and the directing work hand in hand at creating a visually stunning movie, a visually exciting movie, and just a genuinely very well-made film. Like, that's what you want from a movie like this. You don't just want it to be exciting and fun, you want it to be a well-made movie, and that's what they do. Literally all these movies in this franchise are extremely well-made, some of the best action films I've ever seen, and I'm pretty sure you listening, if you've seen them, will agree too. So I could go on and on for hours about the multiple action sequences that last half an hour. I'm not even joking. There's one that is about 27 minutes and there's one that is about 36 minutes. That's just f***ing ridiculous. This movie is insane. And the final hour of this movie is unlike anything else you could watch. Yes, it is just a lot of killing, a lot of action. And if you're not a fan of this sort of thing, you're not gonna like it. But if you are, you will be probably the most satisfied you've ever been in your life. Okay, the music choices, the lighting of it all, the set design, the stunt choreography, every single little detail is elevated from an already elevated 3rd movie, from an already elevated 2nd movie, and an incredible 1st movie. So they've taken everything that you love about the first 3 movies, thrown it into one, and everything works, like quite literally every single thing. There isn't a single aspect that I didn't enjoy. The pacing is great. For an almost 3-hour movie, it doesn't feel like that at all. Nothing is wasted. Nothing needed to be cut short. In fact, there are certain things I kind of wish were extended. And I just saw the other day that the first cut of this movie was 3 hours and 45 minutes long. I would watch that. I would absolutely watch that. Because if it's more of this, yes, please. Yes, please. Plate it up to me. I want it. I love this movie. It is so good. Every single time somebody would get hit by a car or smashed through a window, I was just in the cinema like, What? This is crazy. Oh, it's so good. The locations too. They make use of Berlin really well, Paris, Osaka, even New York again for a little bit. But there are certain times in this movie I was thinking, am I witnessing this grand scale epic? Something like Blade Runner 2049. Like, I'm not even joking. There's a part very early on when they walk into a room and it just reminded me of Blade Runner when Jared Leto's there and the shadows going around the room and it's all, you know, the set design is amazing. But just this massive grand scale. Look at where this franchise started. Right, John Wick, the first one, is small in nature, but boy does it pack a punch. And now it's extravagant, it's glorious, it's masterful. The costumes as well. Bill Skarsgård has some incredible suits. Love it. This film is just massive in every sense of the word. It is one of the most crowd-pleasing movies you could possibly watch right now. And this has already been a great month for crowd-pleasing movies, okay? With Creed 3, Scream 6, Rye Lane, and we're soon to get Dungeons & Dragons, which is supposed to be a very, very fun movie with an audience. And I've got to say, John Wick is the best of the bunch so far. Because even though I was probably the only person, like, fully expressing how I felt during this movie, I was laughing, I was shocked, I was like, what? What? And, you know, maybe that's annoying to people, but I don't give a shit, you know. I've had to deal with so much worse recently, with people talking, people on the phones. Yeah, that happened a little bit during this screening, but I didn't let that shit get to me because I was just having a blast. And I was like, yes, yes, this is great. Oh my god. Anyway, before going into this movie, I made a list of all the things I want to see. And it is basically just very, very simple things that usually happen in a John Wick film. But if it ain't broke, do not fix it, okay? I'm just going to run through it because I've got to say, I'm pretty sure every single thing has been ticked off, right? There's not going to be any spoiler talk, but if you don't want these things to be revealed, like the fact that there's a club scene, then don't listen to this list and I'll speak to you next time. But here we go. I wanted to see a suit up. So a moment when he gets a new suit and he's told to put it on or whatever, and then he, you know, goes to work. That happens. I wanted to hear, yeah. Of course he says, yeah, a lot. Love it. I wanted to hear gun talk, okay? I wanted them to be a moment when they say, here's a new weapon for you, here's all the tricks and neat things it can do. God damn it, there's one gun he gets, which has a capacity of like 20 rounds, and you just know it's about to go down. It's amazing. I wanted to see blood splatter on the camera, got it. Club scene, got it. Banger of a song choice, got it multiple times, okay? I don't want to spoil this, but if you're a fan of the first John Wick, listen out for a song towards the end, because God, when they played it, I just knew this is the best of the lot, okay? Yeah, sure, the first John Wick is a masterpiece, and the second and third are equally great, but the fourth, I've got to say, due to that final hour and some of the choices used, including three of the greatest action set pieces I've ever seen and you will ever see, including a house shootout shot amazingly, some of which is one take, and it almost feels like a video game at times. There's an overhead camera. I won't say anything else, but that is just tremendous. And also, dragon breath. That's all you need to know. That's a little tease. There's kind of a car chase, foot chase, bike chase thing around the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Just ridiculous in every sense of the word. And there's a staircase shootout, which is just, God, gets better and better. Absolutely amazing. I wanted to see funny deaths, and we got it. I was laughing my head off. And there was one point where I was thinking, okay, you know what? This violence is great, but they have actually toned it down from the last movie because John Wick Chapter 3 has one of the worst things I've ever experienced when he stabs somebody in the eye and you see everything. It's horrible. Hate it. But I was thinking, you know, they've toned it down a bit. And then I realized, yeah, I was mistaken because somebody gets an arrow to the knee and he gets pinned to a wall and then John Wick like shoots him in the head and his lifeless body just hangs there. It's amazing. So yeah, funny deaths. Got it. I wanted to see somebody fall and then somehow survive, and yeah, I got that a couple of times. Some of the greatest falls in the history of cinema as well. Honestly, this movie is just GOAT material, greatest of all time, not even kidding. I wanted to see them use the environment in clever ways, got it. I wanted to see glass get smashed at least 10 times, whether it be somebody gets thrown through some glass or somebody just shoots some glass, got it, at least 10 times for sure. And gotta say, if you're a glass worker in the John Wick franchise, you're gonna have your work cut out for you because Yeah, there's a lot of glass smashing. I don't think there's as many as in 3, but there is still a lot. I also wanted to see exciting side characters that you care about. Got it. I wanted to see multiple weapons getting used and some new ones. Definitely got it. There's some nunchucks. There's the Dragon Breath shotgun, which I'm not going to say anything else about, but God, you've never seen anything like that before. Trust me, never. John Wick uses a card at 1.2, like a playing card. He slices somebody with that. Oh, it's great. I wanted to see a neon lit fight sequence with some strobe lighting. I got it. I wanted to see a one-shot moment. I got it. And finally, I wanted to see him reload his gun in front of the enemy before shooting them. Got it. Because that is always in these movies, and I am always delighted by it. So, John Wick Chapter 4, yes, it may seem predictable. I literally called a lot of what was going to happen in this movie, but it doesn't matter because when you go into this movie, you're expecting this, okay? You're expecting to be wowed, and you are. It is not a bad thing in the slightest that I guessed at what was going to happen because it knows its audience and it knows what they want. So for that matter, John Wick Chapter 4 is a sheer delight from start to finish. You will love it. The opening, I haven't even talked about that, but it has one of the most booming, loud, epic openings. And all John Wick is doing is punching, like a punching bag sort of thing. But it's just the weight of it all. From that moment, I knew I was in for something incredible. So go and watch it in cinemas now. There's so much more I could talk about, and there is so much more I will talk about. But for now, be seeing you. I've been Kieran. This has been John Wick Chapter 4. I think the ending is bold. There is a lot to talk about the ending too. So, you know, let me know what you think about that. Let me know what you think about any of this though, to be fair. If you caught every single death that happens after one watch, I will be very surprised because there is so much happening all at one time. I definitely need to watch it again and focus on a different thing each time because so many people getting hit by cars. It's hilarious, but it's also shocking. I can admit that. But, oh my God, this film is just wonderful. It's definitely going to be up there as one of the best films of the year. It's already my favourite film of the year. Like, I love Creed 3, and I really enjoyed watching Ry Lane yesterday, but John Wick Chapter 4 has shot itself, quite literally, to the top of the list. So until next time, go and check it out, and I shall speak to you in the very next episode of You Can't Handle the Truth.